The New York Philharmonic is taking a page from the visual arts world. Tonight, it starts hosting its first biennial, an 11-day festival of new music, which will take place not only at the Philharmonic's home in Lincoln Center, but also around the city. As Jeff London reports, it will feature works by both established and emerging composers.
Alan Gilbert, music director of the New York Philharmonic, isn't scared of new music, and he doesn't think audiences should be either.
Frankly, the reason I do new music is that I like a lot of it.
The New York Philharmonic under Alan Gilbert recorded Christopher Rouse's Third Symphony. They'll premiere his fourth as part of the biennial.
And the idea is to have each concert sort of represent what in an art biennial would be a pavilion, curated by different people. I'm overseeing the whole thing, of course, but we've invited partners to share in the presentation and to bring their own individual and personal points of view.
One of the musical partners is Bang on a Can All Stars, a downtown-based music collective. The group is sharing a bill with the New York Philharmonic. One of its founders is composer Julia Wolf.
With Bang in a Can, we're looking at certain kinds of wild and crazy, adventurous music that doesn't fit so neatly into the box. So we're ecstatic to be a part of it.
Bang on a Can is going to perform Wolf's multimedia oratorio, Anthracite Fields, inspired by the Pennsylvania coal country near her childhood home.
I wanted to honor the people that worked there. And so on one hand, I am looking at, did this industry and how does it still connect to our lives? But how do I honor them? It certainly wasn't about like, oh, coal was awful. There are things about coal that are awful, but it wasn't reduced to that.
Your protection to those men.
The Juilliard School and the Metropolitan Museum of Art are also part of the biennial. They're presenting H.K. Gruber's opera Gloria, A Pigtail.
Can't you hear the call of freedom? Can't you open your own eyes?
Visual artist and puppeteer Doug Fitch is directing it. He also designed wearable art costumes for what he calls a perverted fairy tale, featuring a blonde pig, a wild boar, and avenging sausages.
There's a phalanx of nasty pigs relatives, and there is a chorus of frogs, of course, and a couple of bebopping kind of oxen with a couple of prophecy spouting birds. So it's your regular opera. Like
croak, croak. Croak, croak.
Juilliard grads Carlton croak, Ford and Kevin Burdett croak, couldn't resist croaking in one of the school's practice rooms.
Croak, croak.
Burdett sings the role of Rodrigo, the wild boar.
It's fascinating music because it's intensely difficult. But when it clicks in, it gets this groove that sort of propels itself, and it's a hoot to sing.
Austrian composer H.K. Gruber's work has been played around the world, but one of the biennial programs features completely unknown composers. Last week, students at the Special Music School High School gathered to rehearse ninth grader Zachary Dietrich's Beyond Outer.
I wanted to try and write a very atmospheric orchestral piece that kind of combines my feelings. It ended up combining my feelings about the high school and, I don't know, a little bit about how it feels to write music.
For New York Philharmonic music director Alan Gilbert, making student work part of the biennial mix is absolutely crucial to his mission.
Back in the 19th century, almost every concert was a new music concert. And I think that it's so important for music to continue to encourage people, to give them the sense that they can compose.
And in 2 years, Gilbert will again take a musical snapshot of the state of the art. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.